Not the spirit of this world, but the spirit of Jesus, who is from you, so that we may know the things that have been freely given unto us. And if any of us lacks wisdom, you tell us what to do. We are to ask you, and you will give to us liberally and without reproach. And so we ask you, Lord, for your wisdom and understanding to be given to us this morning. We thank you also for the caution when we do ask, that we ask in faith, not doubting, for he who doubts, you said, is like a wave of the sea that's driven and tossed by the wind. O Father, keep us from being double-minded Christians. May we take your word that is given to us today and this morning and take it seriously and hide it in our heart so that we won't sin against you. I ask this in the holy and mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. All right, last week we looked into the life of a man named Lot, Abraham's nephew. He was a man, as we started to see, who made a lot of bad choices. So we started off because we wanted to identify, is he a saved man or is he not a saved man? Well, if you just read the Genesis account, it's very hard to understand if he was a saved man. But thank God we have more scripture. And the scripture we looked at was in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 6 to 8, where Peter clarified that for us by calling him a righteous man who was tormented in his soul day and night from the wickedness that he saw and that he heard. Then we moved on to see the very first bad choice that he made that scripture gives us in chapter 13. And he chose, and this is the caption, he chose worldliness over godliness. In Genesis chapter 13, as I had you turn there, from verses 5 to 11, we kind of get an idea of what was going on there, how Abraham and Lot, their herds and all grew so much that there was no room for them all in the one place. So Abraham gave him a choice. Whatever land you want. You want to go to the left, I'll go to the right. You want to go to the right, I'll go to the left, and so on. And so Lot, of course, he was looking over everything. He says, well, I think I want that particular piece of land over that because it's really fertile. It's very, very lush with vegetation, which would be good for his crops and stuff like that. So Abraham let Lot take the choice of his taking here. The overall look into his life is that he was with Abraham, his uncle, for a long time since they came out of Ur of the Chaldees. And then the fact that Abraham led him to choose, he also knew that God had given him the land, given Abraham the land through the Abrahamic covenant. Now we went over that in chapter 12 and the first three verses there. So the whole point here is that Lot chose what he could see instead of trusting the Lord as Abraham was. And this is a big red flag. It's a big red flag for us because we're sitting thousands of years past this time, the full word of God and the spirit of God in us, we can see what was going on. The thing that was going on in his life that we're able to point out, and I mentioned this last week, the big red flag, was that it was an indicator in his life.